In 2013, we reached 5 million people with various forms of food and gas support for them to improve their food security. We're helping nearly 600,000 internally displaced people and returnees with food support. We are helping nearly 500,000 malnourished children, nearly 200,000 pregnant and lactating mothers, and it also provided food support to nearly 3.8 million people. It's one of the fourth or fifth largest operation. We have six offices across the country, over 200 staff. We deliver food support from over 4,000 locations, and we are working now developing a program to help feed people today, but then help themselves to feed tomorrow. And we have developed a recovery and resilience program, which will support girls to come and stay in school through incentive of food support.
You mentioned recovery and development program. How is that run?
I would like to call it not development. It is recovery and resilience. Mm-hmm. The reason that we want to call it resilience is helping people to bounce back from the crisis and sustain. It is still a base level, start of the development, and I want to still see what we are doing there is humanitarian in that broad sense. And indeed, Yemen also needs long-term development help to sustain all the challenges in terms of food insecurity, development of education sector, infrastructure, agriculture, and other areas, water, sanitation.
But all these call for major financial resources.
Indeed. In fact, the consolidated appeal for 2013 was $726 million, and WFP component of it was $260 million. Now for 14, the humanitarian appeal is going to be slightly over 500 million, of which nearly 40% is still constitute food sector and nutrition sector. What WFP does in Yemen is assisting government in this very critical time. This is a program and priority of the government. We engage with civil society organization. We work with UN system, sister agencies. There are challenges in terms of funding. In fact, as a voluntary funded organization, WFP depends on donor support. So we are very, very grateful for the trust and confidence, and we are hoping the generosity of the donor to help Yemeni people in this critical time will continue.
There appears to be some internal conflict going on in Yemen. How much of a challenge does that present to WFP in carrying out its work?
Indeed, that generates a huge security challenge in terms of freely moving international staff and freely doing things as we do in some other normal country situation. However, I must mention these security challenges have not affected WFP to reach the target population. Sadly, I have to mention one of our colleagues from UNICEF had been abducted over 100 days and we don't know where he is. These are the reality in Yemen, but this is extremely sad. But our philosophy as a humanitarian key player is to stay and help the Yemeni people. They really need help.
Do you see the light at the end of the tunnel with WFP working to end hunger in Yemen?
Absolutely. Ending hunger globally, not only Yemen, is WFP's goal, and we are moving towards that. In fact, the WFP executive director has put that as a number one emphasis for WFP to drive on. And this is what we aim to do in Yemen. The program which we have just developed now, moving towards recovery and resilience from relief, is principally to achieve that goal. But we need to have patience. We need to give time. We believe in a few years' time, we can see tremendous results achieved. We need to have a hope, of course, and that's what drives us in WFP and our humanitarian colleagues in Yemen. And I think it is very critical to keep that hope and see light at the end of the tunnel.